This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. First Lady Michelle Obama plans to visit Springfield, Missouri today as part of her effort to promote healthy lifestyle choices for kids and reduce the risk of childhood obesity. When in Springfield, Mrs. Obama will be speaking about the threat of food deserts, acting as obstacles to healthy eating habits. A food desert is an area with limited access to stores that offer fresh foods at affordable prices, which are needed to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Mary Grigsby is an associate professor of rural sociology at MU. She says food deserts can even crop up in rural farming areas.
They have to travel a distance in order to obtain fresh food. It's an access issue, you know, where prepared foods, processed foods, foods that maybe are not as healthy are ones that they can get and have available readily.
According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Missouri contains more than 70 food deserts, and the state had the 10th highest obesity levels in the country in 2011. That marked the sixth consecutive year Missouri was ranked in the top 15. No data has been released for last year. The First Lady is touring three cities in 2 days to mark the third anniversary of her Let's Move campaign. Springfield will be the last stop on the tour after Clinton, Mississippi, and Chicago. The Missouri Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that questions whether the state can deny some benefits to same-sex couples. Rachel Lippman was there yesterday and has this recap.
The case centers on Kelly Glossop, the male partner of a state trooper killed in the line of duty. Glossop sued after being denied survivor benefits. By law, those are limited to married couples, which in Missouri must be a man and a woman. In arguing for eliminating the link between marriage and benefits, Glossop's attorney, Maurice Graham, emphasized the financial burden his client shared with his partner over 15 years.
I think people need to understand that there's not a risk that some type of short-term relationship is going to meet the requirement.
The state argues that marriage is easily verifiable, and therefore it's perfectly rational to tie benefits to marriage in an effort to control costs. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The Missouri Senate spent a few hours yesterday debating legislation that would bar labor unions for public workers from withholding money from public employees' paychecks. The so-called Paycheck Protection Bill would also require consent from public employees before labor unions can use fees and dues for political purposes. Democratic Senator Paul Lavoda of Independence says the bill should be called Paycheck Deception.
You know, if you're a member of the public employees' union and you don't want to contribute to the political fund, there's a way for you to opt out. If you do not want your money or your dues taken through electronic format of your check, you don't have to.
The bill's supporters say it would give public employees a say in how their union dues and fees are spent. It was laid aside last night without a vote and may sit idle until Democrats and Republicans can reach an agreement. The Missouri Senate also briefly debated a proposed $1 billion tax cut before adjourning for the night. The power has come back on for thousands of people in Columbia, allowing for many residents to return to their warmer homes. Joe Statz lives on Bearfield Road. He says after riding around in his truck just to keep warm Tuesday night, he and his family decided to spend the night at a hotel.
So we didn't know when it was going to come back on. We didn't want to be spending the night here.
Other Columbia residents, like Jonathan Wheeler, decided to brave the power outage in their own homes, though most of their neighbors retreated to hotels or friends' houses.
I looked out here and I wanted to see if anybody was home, and most everybody had been gone. Kids and I got our clothes on, went to Walmart, got flashlights, got a little bit more food, put more bedding on the beds, kind of curled up and hung out and waited.
The power on Bearfield Road and many other streets eventually came on late Tuesday night, but other homeowners weren't so lucky. One Gans Road couple didn't want to give their name for security reasons, but said as of yesterday, they still hadn't gotten their electricity back. The husband and wife both have medical problems, which made their 48-degree home and inability to cook certain foods hard to bear. The Boone Electric Cooperative reports 906 members without power this morning. Meanwhile, Ameren, Missouri reports 3. Supporters of creating a so-called angel investor tax credit in Missouri testified in favor of legislation yesterday before a state Senate committee. The measure would provide incentives to wealthy investors, dubbed angels, who are looking for startup opportunities, preferably in high-tech and internet-based businesses. Kansas City Mayor Sly James was one of several witnesses hoping to persuade committee members to approve the bill.
Every other state that surrounds the state of Missouri other than Tennessee offers this program. So whether you're in St. Louis or Springfield or Hannibal, wherever entrepreneurs are, the state nearest you outside of this state is offering something that we don't have.
A vote on the bill is expected later. Meanwhile, the sponsor, Democrat Jolie Justice of Kansas City, also had the angel investor language added to the wide-ranging tax credit bill that won first-round approval early yesterday morning in the Missouri Senate. That version contains a six-year sunset and caps incentives at $6 million a year. Justice says those provisions will also be added to the standalone version of the bill. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to a measure that supporters say will help protect farmers. The proposed state constitutional amendment would prohibit laws that limit what it calls modern farming and ranching practices, unless they're passed by the legislature. The measure would add that the right to engage in modern farming and ranching practices are forever guaranteed. House members endorsed the measure yesterday. It needs another vote before moving to the state Senate. If it passes the legislature, the amendment would go to a statewide vote. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.